We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, party people? Welcome back. What if I started every show like that? Do you even know what show this is? Because I haven't said my normal intro. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your congested host, Tori DeSimone. Guys, what the hell? It's marathon week. I literally run my half marathon in 2 days, and I've been congested all week. And I think a lot of people are right now. Like, a lot of people are feeling like a little under the weather this week. And I swear, it like started for me Sunday night. It's not COVID. I took a test. Don't worry. Started for me Sunday night. And yeah, it's just like Monday and Tuesday, I felt pretty horrible. Like, to be honest, like my head, it felt like a head cold. Like my head was feeling head coldy. And then my throat was sore, but it actually wasn't my throat, it was my tonsils. And that's normally how it is for me. Like, my tonsils are always my problem, which, yeah, maybe I should get them taken out, but I'm 23. Like, I feel like that's kind of old to do that, you know? Don't you do that when you're like 12? So it's always my tonsils. So my tonsils were super inflamed and they really hurt. And yeah, Monday, Tuesday, I didn't feel very good. And then on Tuesday, I popped an Advil and went to get my hair done. And I swear to God, that was like the secret touch. And I felt incredible afterwards. And I didn't feel sick at all. And then I woke up again Wednesday morning feeling absolutely incredible. And I called my mom and I was like, I'm out of the woods. It was a 2-day thing and I feel fantastic. And then last night at around 10 p.m., my tonsils started acting up again. And I woke up today, luckily without a sore, like throat, sore tonsils, but the head feeling is back, very like congested again today. So I've been absolutely downing vitamin C and like Alka-Seltzer when I need it. And, you know, it's fine. Like, I feel fine. after it. It's just a cold, but it's not fun to have for half marathon week. That's for sure. And I have my period, so that's super fun. Super awesome to have that during this. But other than that, life is good, baby. Yeah, I have the half marathon on Saturday. I was feeling a little nervous about it just because I honestly don't know why. Like, I know I can do the distance. I know it's going to be a fun race. I just think it's just because I'm a homebody. So I just would like to do the race like at home. But I'm very excited now. Now that I'm 2 days out, I'm very excited to go run this race. And I think I'm going to wear like a cute little outfit. I just got my hair done on Tuesday. Like I said, and my brows done yesterday. So I'm going to be looking on fleek for this race. I'm so excited. But yeah. And I will do a race video probably in, or a race episode probably in 2 weeks, because my episode that's going up like next Monday. Wait, when is that episode going up? Hang on. Okay, this is going up today, the 22nd. Oh. Wait, oh my God, it's... What? Wait, is today... Is this Thanksgiving week? Holy shit, this is Thanksgiving week. Wait, so do I need to pre-record an episode? I need to figure this out because I thought that I had to pre-record an episode. I do need to pre-record an episode. Okay, so I do need to pre-record an episode because my podcast at work is on holiday break on the 29th, and that's when like my next episode's up. So the next episode, so there's this one today, which is being recorded live. I'm recording this on Thursday the 18th. And then the one after that on like next week, the 29th, is I'm recording it either tomorrow. I think I'm going to record it tomorrow on the 19th. So that's obviously another day before the race. So the 29th won't be about the race because I still won't have run it yet, technically. But my episode on the 6th, I will most likely make all about the race because I know you guys really want to hear about it. So I want to make sure that I get that that episode up for you guys. So it'll probably be that one. I'll talk like all about the race, and I'll talk about like my training split, what I would have done differently. Like I'll talk about everything, and I'll ask a Q&A on my Instagram. Probably like Thursday the 2nd or Wednesday, December 1st. So check in on my Instagram around those dates, like the 1st or 2nd of December. That's at Tori Sterling _. Guys, but happy Thanksgiving week. Wow. Anyone else agree? Thanksgiving like really, really crept up on us this year. I mean, clearly I just figured out it's Thanksgiving week. Wow. I love Thanksgiving. I'm super excited. My sister is coming in town for Thanksgiving, which is super fun. So she flies in on Sunday the 21st, which was yesterday. So when you guys are listening to this, she's home, which is going to be really cool to have my sister home for the holidays. On Thanksgiving, I'm super excited because we're going to eat early. I think we're going to eat at like 1. Oh, and I'm also teaching spin that day, which is so fun. Oh, and very quickly, Stride at Home, strideathome.com. If you guys use code Tori, you can get your first month for $10. Stride at Home is where we record actual classes at Stride Phoenixville. Over the summer, it was at Sea Isle, but now that Sea Isle is closed, it's at Phoenixville. So Stride Phoenixville. So if you've ever wanted to take one of my spin classes but don't live in the area, now you can take a spin class anywhere. It's also a really good gift to give someone. We sell gift cards on there. Strideathome.com. And if you use code Tori, you get your first month for $10. So normally it's $35 a month. So anyway, that's Stride at Home. I just had a class uploaded last week, so I already have a class up on there, and then there'll be a lot more, and I'm going to record my Thanksgiving class, so that will probably go live like next week, the week of the 29th. So that will be really, really cool and fun to spin with you guys if you guys want to spin with me and have bikes at home. I also have, we have Stride bikes for sale if you're interested. Just like DM me and I can get you where you need to be on that one. But anyway, big tangent. So yeah, on Thanksgiving, I'm teaching, which will be recorded and uploaded on Stride at Home if you guys want to ride with me. And then we're going to eat earlier than normal. We're going to eat at like 1 p.m. or so. And then we're going to go to a light show. Ow, ow. So excited about that. So I love light shows. My goal this holiday season is to go to like 4 light shows. I love light shows. So we're going to go to this light show. It's called Longwood Gardens. And I've been there before, but it's just so freaking cute. So we're going to go there when it gets dark out, which is like 3 p.m. I'm just kidding. We're going at like 5. So we're going to eat early at like 1, go to this light show, and then come home and eat again. Because the leftovers of Thanksgiving hit better than the first time, in my opinion. Like coming home from Longwood Gardens and like getting toasty and having another plate of Thanksgiving. Oh, incredible. Absolutely incredible. So I'm super excited to do that. So that's what my Thanksgiving day is going to entail. I'd love to know yours. I also want to know like what your favorite Thanksgiving food is. A lot of people say like, oh, hot take, Thanksgiving food is overrated. It's not good. Maybe you guys just aren't going to the right places. I don't know. Like my Thanksgiving's always fire. I love Thanksgiving food. I love the turkey. I love the gravy. I love the mashed potatoes. I love the stuffing. I love the cornbread casserole. I love cornbread. What else? I don't really touch like the cranberries, but maybe I will this year. My mom makes this like Brussels sprouts with, I think there might be butternut squash in it, and pecans and craisins. Oh my God. It's like in a maple glaze. It's so good. So I love that. What else? You just drink and eat and be merry. Girl, it's so good. It hits so different. I love Thanksgiving, and you only get it once a year. Are you kidding? It's like the best. So I'm big on Thanksgiving. I love the food. People like to hate on the food, and that's fine. That's fine. Misery loves company. So if you don't like the food, you can stay mad, but I'm loving it. Just know I'm loving it. So yeah, I really enjoy Thanksgiving food, and now I'm super hyped that it's Thanksgiving week. Hell to the yeah. Hell to the yeah. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, to light therapy, to EMF management, and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym, and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify, and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer, and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up, and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly, and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good, and I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. All right, that was a big, long tangent. So yeah, my race is coming up soon. I will update you guys on that in a couple of weeks. I'm still making coffee in a Chemex. No one said anything about it when I said last episode, so I don't know if you guys are interested in it. But whenever I make it, it's a very light color. And I'm like wondering, like, am I doing it wrong? I've watched tutorials as I do it. And I'm like, there's no way I can be like doing it that wrong. And then I realized I'm using light roast coffee. That has something to do with it, right? If I'm doing a light roast coffee, it's going to be brewed a lighter color, right? I hope so. It still tastes good. It still tastes like coffee, so I hope I'm doing it right. I get like the coffee jitters, so I think I'm doing it right. So I hope so. Anyway, all right, I'll move on from Chemex since no one really seems to enjoy when I talk about that. I'm getting a lot of DMs. Am I releasing my planners? Will they be ready for the holidays? Yes, I'm still working on the planners. No, they won't be ready by the holidays. Trust me, I'm just as bummed out as you guys are. I really, really wanted them to be ready by the holiday time. I will work on trying my absolute hardest to get them like maybe out before the new year. But like I definitely won't make Black Friday, considering Black Friday's in like 5 days now. And I mean, maybe they can just be like a digital download first. I feel like the printing is just going to take kind of a little bit of time. So I don't know. I'm still working on them. They are still a priority of mine. But I just want them to be perfect, and I want them to be exactly what we all want. And just like the ultimate planner. So yes, I'm still working on them. Yes, they are coming, and I will get them out to you guys as soon as I possibly can. I will probably do a whole episode about the planners when I have a date, when you can order them, all the good stuff like that. So I got a vanity, which is super cool. So, oh, I also saw someone post my episode the other day on their story, and they said, skip to X time if you want to miss her life updates. Come on, guys. Come on now. Are you kidding me? This is the best part of the episode. I love my life updates. Come on. I love them. Anyway, so I got a vanity. Back to my life. I got a vanity. And so when I moved in here to my apartment, I moved out of a very big bedroom because I made my bedroom like a loft. Like my bedroom was a loft and I just made it into my bedroom. So it was a very big bedroom. I had like a full bath, two closets, like a seating area, and like a massive bedroom that was probably the size of my entire apartment. You guys can like watch my condo tour to see what I'm talking about. But so I built in a vanity on one side of the wall that were like kitchen cabinets from IKEA. So I had like a very big vanity in my old condo. Well, when I moved here, I just got used to doing my makeup like standing up at my dresser because that's what I did at the beach. And before I sold my condo, I was living in the beach all summer. So I just got used to doing that. So then I moved in here and I was like, all right, that's just what I'm going to continue to do. I don't need to buy a vanity because I can't even bring that vanity with me. So I kept it there. Well, when I got here, that's exactly what I did. I put all my bedroom stuff in. My room was like a lot smaller, but I made it work, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, over the course of the past month that I've been living here, a month and a half or so, and I'm standing up to do my makeup, I'm just like, dude, this is not it. Like the lighting's not good. I don't feel like I'm enjoying myself as much getting ready. Like this is just not it. So I ordered a vanity from Wayfair. It's the Victoria Corner Vanity. And I have to say I love it. And I rearranged my room a little bit, meaning I just like, if you guys watch like my moving in vlog and like my empty apartment tour and stuff like that, and I show like updates in it, I had a bench in my room that I moved out and I moved everything over and I took out my nightstand and I put my vanity in the corner of like my side of the bed and I put it in there and my room looks so much bigger since I did that. Just off-centering my bed made my room absolutely ginormous. And it's crazy because you would think that it wouldn't, but I don't know. It just really closed off my room. So I put that vanity in and it literally looks like a whole new room. And it feels like my room. It really does. Like vanity, I've learned, is a staple for me. And like, I gotta have it. Like I gotta have my girly time and I gotta have my girly corner. So I put it up on my Instagram last week, like on my story. So it's long gone now, but I will probably, well, I'll definitely do like an apartment tour. There's a couple things I still need. I want a new rug for my living room. I want a coffee table and I want to hang up a couple of prints above my couch. And then once those three things are done, I will definitely do an apartment tour because it's pretty much done at that point. And I have a couple of that stuff on my like Christmas wish list. So hopefully in the new year, like early new year, like January, February, I'll post like a finished apartment tour. But it looks really cute in here. I can't wait for you guys to see it. But anyway, I got a vanity and what I'm saying is made my room look a lot bigger and I feel like I really maximized my space by getting a corner vanity rather than like a wall vanity and I really like it. It's super cute and I'm really happy that I did that. And the last thing is I made a gift guide and I never make gift guides, but I did because I don't know. I was always like, I don't know, is it like bratty of me to send like links of things that I want to family. But then I realized, no, it's not because there'll be no confusion and everyone will be happy. Easier for them, better for me, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just quickly go over what's on my gift guide, like literally super quick. It'll take like 2 minutes. But it might be some inspiration for some people. I really like listening to what other people are asking for. It gives me ideas and it's also good for giving gifts to people. Okay. So first, I have the Platform Tazzy Uggs in a size, or I guess you guys don't even know size, but in chestnut. These are just like slippers that are platformed. I don't know. These are like the cutest thing ever to me. I was told they look like shoes that Pocahontas would wear, which I think is super cute. I don't know if that was supposed to be an insult or not, but I took it as a compliment. I think these shoes are super freaking cute. I also got the Ugg slippers in the color natural. Let me tell you what they're called. They're called the O Fluffita in the color natural. I think these are super cute. and I love Uggs. Every year I feel like I ask for Uggs because they're just the best gift ever. I also wanted a new puffer, so I asked for the Aritzia Super Puff Short in the color Modern Taupe. It's just like a nude colored puffer. I just feel myself wanting nude puffers instead of just like a harsh black. I've been like feeling like that with a lot of things lately, which is interesting. I asked for a lot of Skims just because I've always wanted Skims, but I've never bought it. So I'm like, all right, this is probably a good time. So I asked for like the cotton sleep bundle and then like pretty much all the Skims sleep. So the sleep tank, sleep pants, sleep brief, sleep shorts, sleep bralette, and the soft lounge boxers. All from Skims. Honestly, anything Skims I'd be happy with, but I really want to try Skims. I also asked for the Ember heated mug, 10 ounce in the size in the color black. I hate when my warm drinks get cold, so I think a heated mug is perfect for me. So I really want an Ember heated mug. I also asked for Philips Hue lighting. And I want Hue lighting in my bedroom because I want my bedroom to mimic sunlight in my like actual living room of my apartment. My lights are like these really tiny LED lights that are in like can lighting and they light up my whole apartment. Very high tech. I don't know. My apartment installed them and they're like on a digital switch that I control and stuff. So I'm not going to touch these lights because I think they're really nice. But in my bedroom with like bulbs, I want Philips Hue lighting that I can make like mimic the sunlight and stuff. I'm really sorry. I know I sound really congested. It's probably gross to hear me like sniffling on this recording. And then I also asked for Philips Hue TV lighting to put behind my TV. Imagine how cool it would be in Vanderpump Rules if like my TV was like mimicked on the wall. I don't know. It'd be cool. I also realized that I don't have lids for my pans. So I'd like some lids for my pans. And that's everything that I have on my gift guide so far. But yeah, I told you guys it'd be quick. I know you guys probably would want to skip through it, but I wanted to mention it. Okay. Now, you know what? Let's get on to today's episode, which I'm super excited about. The secret to staying consistent.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm just going to come right off the bat and say the secret to staying consistent. There's actually three secrets. And the three secrets are a calendar, prioritization, and keeping promises to yourself. With these three secrets and these three tools in your toolbox, you can do anything, even in the most chaotic of times, such as the holidays, which is why I really wanted to do this episode now. Right now is super busy. Everyone tries to pack things in around the holidays and calendars fill up really quickly. Like yesterday, my mom and I were trying to coordinate when we were going to go to Longwood Gardens, and literally the only time that we could do it as a family, the four of us, was if we went on Thanksgiving. And it's because we just try and pack everything in. I had something on Monday and Tuesday night. Wednesday night, I'm going to a friend's Thanksgiving, and then we're all going to go out. And then Thursday's Thanksgiving, and then Friday's Black Friday, and the show times weren't right. And then Saturday, we couldn't do. And then, or my sister leaves on Saturday. So it's really hard to try and find time, and it literally just simply gets away from you. And have you ever asked yourself why you always say yes to others and automatically feel the stress or the busyness? It's most likely because you've already agreed to something and you've committed to it. So straight up, you're going to go to it. You're not just going to say, yes, I can do this and cancel on it. You just wouldn't do that. So when it comes to you and when it comes to just staying consistent, the same rule needs to apply to yourself. The actual key to consistency is showing up for yourself. And listen, it's not always easy to show up for yourself. It's not always fun to show up for yourself. And it's not always going to be rainbows and butterflies. And it's not always going to come naturally to show up to yourself. Motivation will come in spurts, and there will be days that the straight up habit gets you out of bed rather than the drive, the motivation, the inspiration to create a better life for yourself. And this isn't necessarily not because you know, it's hard to get out of bed or you don't want to get out of bed, but sometimes it's simply just going to be the habit. But showing up for yourself is something that you will simply never regret. And all you need to do is simply show up in the true form of yourself, without anticipation, without foreshadowing, without expectations. All you need to do is simply show up. That's where consistency lays, in showing up for yourself. In whatever state you may be in that day, whether you're tired, you're going to show up. Whether you're motivated, you're going to show up. Whether you're inspired, you're going to show up. Whether you're lazy, you're going to show up. Whether you're a mess, all you need to do is show up. Whether that's to a workout, to a meeting, to a meditation, to reading a book, to making a cup of coffee, just show up to it. Let's say it's a run and you have a run and you really don't want to go for a 4-mile run. All you have to do is show up and do the run. Don't anticipate how it's going to go. Don't count the miles. Don't count the steps. Just show up to it. And that applies to anything. Simply show up. That's where the consistency lays. Now, let's backtrack. In order to show up for yourself, you need to set yourself up for success. And that's where these three secrets come into play: calendar, prioritization, and keeping promises to yourself. So, tip number one, use a calendar. I feel like I've gone really deep in my episodes prior of how I use the calendar, so I'm going to forego that for this portion of the episode and guide you guys to go listen to other episodes about like how I explain like how I write out my to-do list, how I prioritize my calendar, stuff like that. But my tip for here is to simply use a calendar and any system of the sorts that works for you. But write down your days. In my master Google calendar, I write down everything. And I'm literally talking everything. In my master Google calendar, I will write down what time I want to work, what time I have to work out, what time I'm running, what time I'm teaching spin, what time I'm taking spin, what time I'm going to the studio, what time I'm driving to places I need to be, what time I'm grocery shopping, what time I'm hanging out with friends, going to my parents for dinner, getting my hair done. Literally anything that involves me not sitting on my couch watching Vanderpump Rules is written in my calendar. And even that sometimes is written in my calendar. If I really know that I need some downtime, I will write watching Vanderpump Rules in my calendar. And I do this for two reasons. One, so I can have time allotted for everything and I'm not stressed out feeling like I don't have time for things, because clearly the time has already been made to do it all. So I know that I can do it all. And if there's simply no time, it's just pushed to another day and that's that, because I didn't have time for it and I'm allowed to say no. And the second reason is so that I can prioritize what needs to be done. If one day is being taken up by too much fluff and I have XYZ that needs to be done, I can rearrange that particular day to maximize what needs to get done. Fluff in my calendar can be moved, and fluff consists of things that occur during a workday that don't necessarily need to occur. For example, day dates with friends. You know, when you work from home, it's really common for other people that work from home to want to get lunch in the middle of the day, get coffee, kind of like see each other during the day. And I try not to really schedule that stuff, but sometimes I do. And if stuff comes up, that's typically the first thing to always be moved to just a different day or a different time of the day. So that will be moved first. Another thing is, this is weeks in advance, if I have cosmetic appointments, like getting my hair done, nails done, brows, spray tan, stuff like that. If it's like the day or, you know, week of, I won't cancel that stuff and I won't rearrange that, just because, you know, you need to give your people time to like refill their book. So it's very rude to do that, you know, the week before. But
if it's weeks in advance and I know that like something big is happening, I will, you know, move that stuff around if I can, if I have enough time to. And pretty much anything else that's leisurely in the middle of a work day, I consider to be fluff. After work hours, however, I try to really not move fluff around so that I can keep a good work-life balance. But during the day, it's pretty much the first thing to move. Also, I do want to say this. My business like always comes first. So if Stride needs me, I will always try and make it work. And I think, you know, 9.99 times out of 10, it's always made work. So I do remain a little flexible with my calendar, but I like to know what I'm doing and planning stuff out. Like if I know I have a 30-minute drive, I'll write in a 30-minute drive and maybe I can like schedule a call then, or I'll keep that open so I can listen to my favorite podcast and like have some me time in the car. Stuff like that to me is really important. So I really like planning my days out for that reason. One, so I can have all of my time allotted for and I'm not feeling stressed out like I don't have time. And two, so that I can prioritize what needs to be done and move around things that can be moved around if what needs to be done doesn't have time to get done. What cannot be moved in my calendar, however, are the habits that will allow me to show up to be a better insert blank here. So for me, that's a better businesswoman, better entrepreneur, better business partner, better leader, better instructor, better friend, better daughter, better sister, better whatever title you want to put right here. Examples of things that don't get moved or canceled in my calendar that make me better in all aspects of my life are workouts, runs. When I have that time for myself, it's always a domino effect and everything for the rest of that day just is a lot better. Grocery shopping. If I don't go grocery shopping for 30 minutes for the entire week, I spend the rest of my week like kind of scouging for food and just being like, what am I going to do now? It's 30 minutes for my entire week rather than 3 hours throughout the course of my entire week, like trying to get food. Very annoying. So I always make sure to grocery shop. Creative time is really big for me to put in my calendar. What creative time is, it's time for me to not do busy work. I will turn off my phone and I will just be creative. And it's kind of hard to schedule creativity, but sometimes you just got to do it. So this is when I'll work on planners or I will conceptualize something for Stride, or it's pretty much what those two are for. It's just a time for me to be creative because I really feel like at my core, that's what I align with the most is being a creative entrepreneur. So I make time for that. And that's my favorite thing to do, honestly, on my calendar is creative time. I love it. Another thing is a morning routine. My morning routine will always be scheduled in my calendar because these scheduled habits are a commitment that I'm making to myself. I'm literally planning them into my day, which is the first secret of using a calendar. And I'm prioritizing them regardless of a busy schedule or a relaxed schedule. And that's the second secret is prioritization. So these two go together. If you can use a calendar and map out your entire day and prioritize the things that need to be done, you're going to stay consistent within that. Now, here is where the showing up part comes into play. If it's scheduled in my calendar, and I have prioritized myself in my schedule that day, I have to show up to it. I have to keep this promise to myself. If I had a meeting and a morning routine both scheduled on my calendar for that day, the question isn't which one am I not going to show up to? It's not going to be which one am I going to cancel? The question becomes, what time do I need to wake up to maximize my morning routine and maximize my meeting? I wouldn't simply bail on the meeting because I was tired, I didn't feel like getting out of bed, or I was feeling really lazy. Yet when it comes to ourselves and when it comes to waking up early enough for this morning routine that I can get done before my meeting so I show up better to the meeting, all those excuses of I'm tired, I don't feel like getting out of bed, I'm feeling really lazy today, somehow are valid when it comes to not showing up to ourselves. But we wouldn't say that when it comes to a meeting. Try telling that to a boss. If you told your boss, hey, I'm not coming to a meeting today, I just don't feel like getting out of bed, you wouldn't have another meeting to go to. But why is it okay that we say it to ourselves? It's not. You need to show up to yourself. We need to make and seek out promises with ourselves. Once that trust with yourself has been broken, it's really hard to get back. Committing, putting something on your calendar and saying that you're going to do this is a promise that you're making to yourself. And you need to keep that promise to yourself. Have you ever not believed yourself? I have. And it's a really hard pill to swallow when you actually say something to yourself and you know it's not going to happen and you just simply don't believe yourself. For example, saying to yourself, I'm going to wake up tomorrow at 6:30 in the morning and I'm going to go run 4 miles. But knowing that you won't actually do it, even if you really want to, that's a really hard pill to swallow. Like letting yourself down, it really sucks. You need to build that trust with yourself. You need to know that when you say you're going to do something, you're going to do it. End of story. That's a promise, and you're keeping your word to yourself. Keeping promises to yourself will be a super positive domino effect in your life. Keeping promises to yourself is the version of you showing up. You don't have to show up perfect every time. In fact, you won't. So stop expecting that. Stop showing up to your workouts with expectations. Stop showing up to your morning routine with the anticipation that you're going to wake up very relaxed and refreshed and feeling super awake and like you just had the best night's sleep of your life. Odds are you aren't going to feel like that. So stop expecting to show up like that. Stop expecting for this to be easy and seamless and full of motivation and inspiration. The only version of yourself that you need to show up as is the version that you are today, the version that you woke up as. That's who you are. That's who you embrace. That's who you love. That's who you accept. That's who you show up as unapologetically. You're you. That's who you show up as. When you put this in your calendar, prioritize yourself, and keep that promise to yourself, that's how you show up in that version of yourself that day. You need to keep these promises to yourself. You need to show up as that version of you. Once you keep promises to yourself, you will notice that you not only trust yourself more, but you're going to trust others. You'll start to show up for yourself like you do for others. You'll start to show up for yourself like you do your job or your schoolwork. You'll start to make bigger and better promises with yourself that you'll keep. And these promises that you keep will end up maximizing your life. The sky, the limit becomes limitless. When your word is gold to yourself, imagine what you can do if you actually did what you believe you can do. Can you imagine a life that amazing? The thing is, you can have a life that amazing if you start today, if you start small, and if you start keeping promises to yourself. You saying you're going to wake up and run 4 miles tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. In 2 years, that could be, I'm going to run an Ironman. And hell, you're going to do it because you already know that you keep promises to yourself. This is you keeping promises to yourself. All you need to do is start now and keep the promises you make to yourself. And that, amidst the chaos, regardless of the busy holiday season, regardless of motivation, regardless of inspiration, regardless of anticipation, that is how you stay consistent. A calendar, prioritizations, keeping promises to yourself. That is how you build consistency. Friends, that is what I have for you today. This concept, once you really apply it to your life, becomes game changer. And trust me, it takes work. It's not easy. I still deal with it. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm not coming on here and saying that like I always show up to myself and I always keep my promises. I don't. It's something that you're going to work on. And that's also a part of showing up, is allowing yourself to have grace, allowing yourself to be human. And showing up and acknowledging that like, yeah, I didn't keep my promise to myself today and I feel really shitty because of that. You're allowed to acknowledge failure. it doesn't mean you are a failure. You're just acknowledging it. What I'm trying to get at is that you're human, and this is something that's going to take work. Like all good things in life, things that are worth it take work, and this takes work. And I encourage you to put in the work to reap these benefits. Once you start trusting yourself and taking your word for gold, the world truly is at your fingertips. You become limitless, and you will be amazed at what you can accomplish. And it's all within the key of consistency. And I'm excited for you guys to unlock your full potential with this. So that is what I'm going to leave you guys with today. Guys, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Enjoy it with friends and family. I know last year was a little bit of a weird Thanksgiving, so I hope this year feels a little bit more normal to you guys. And I'm praying for the best Thanksgiving for you guys. So weird. I never say praying, but it literally just came out of my mouth, and you probably heard the hesitation in my voice. Very weird. I never say praying for you guys. I'm manifesting for you guys. The best Thanksgiving ever. But guys, have a happy, safe, fun Thanksgiving. And I will talk to you guys next week. And I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. Bye, guys. I'll talk to you guys soon.